Have you heard about the April 5th hands-off demonstrations that will be happening all over the country? You know, the organizers have made all kinds of great demands. They say hands-off Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, cancer research, our jobs, consumer protections, clean air, clean energy. But there's one on there that shocked me. NATO. Hands-off NATO, really? I wonder who put that on the list. Maybe they just didn't know what NATO really is, because many people don't. That's why I joined David Swanson and World Beyond War to write this book, NATO, What You Need to Know. Do you believe that NATO is a peace-loving defensive alliance? Well, it's not. During the past 30 years, NATO has fomented a vast arc of violence from Afghanistan to Libya, leaving villages bombed, infrastructure destroyed, countless dead. You know, it was originally formed to deter the Soviets. So when the Soviet Union fell apart, NATO should have disbanded. Instead, it just grew from 19 members in 91 to 32 members today. And despite the promises that it made to Russia not to expand eastward towards the Russian border, NATO plowed ahead against the advice of senior U.S. diplomats who said this would inflame tensions with Russia, which of course it did. So while Russia bears full responsibility for invading Ukraine in 2022, in violation of the UN Charter, we can't deny the disastrous role played by NATO in provoking and then prolonging the war in Ukraine. Also, the inclusion of NATO in our demands contradicts the basic hands-off message that we need to protect our fragile safety net. Right now, at the bidding of President Trump, NATO is openly and aggressively pressuring its members to move more money away from things like healthcare, retirement funds, clean energy, to weapons and militarism. It would be great if we expanded the hands-off demands to international issues. Let's call for hands-off Palestine, hands-off Yemen, or Greenland, or Panama, or Canada. But we do object to including a destructive institution like NATO. If we are committed to human needs, the environment, as well as peace and diplomacy, then let's urge the April 5th rally organizers to eliminate NATO from the hands-off agenda. Let's say no to NATO and yes to peace.